I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Then what the fuck?
Okay.
I'm a guy. Listen, I'm trying to give and take. I'm trying to, you know, and next thing I know, you're bringing up this guy every sec, like randomly.
Every second.
Randomly. Bro, I'm like, what? Is that your man?
Oh my God.
I'll be asking, is that your man? Is this guy?
So, what's the worst excuse that you've used to get out of going somewhere? What is the excuse? Ooh. Okay, should I start?
Yeah.
So basically, this person doesn't know this to this day yet, and if she's listening, I'm really sorry. But basically, something happened. I couldn't, like, my friend had a party, it was an all-white party, and something came up, but I couldn't say what it was. So I had to lie about what happened, and basically I said that Stu splashed on my white dress. So I couldn't come. As if she splashed on my right dress. So she's listening. This is a confession. I'm sorry, but
that's a good excuse.
I couldn't say what happened. It's a good excuse, isn't it?
That's a good excuse.
She splashed on a white dress, but she was like, oh, you know, you can find something else. She was saying, I've got some white stuff, because you know it was her birthday, so she would have got some white stuff. So she was like, you know, I've got a white dress, don't worry. And I was like, probably not the same size, you know, them ones.
I can't lie, I would have done that. I would have been to my friend like, no, it's fine, just come in whatever you have and come to my birthday.
She even said that, you know.
And but then, why is the birthday thing so important? Like, why must they come?
Because it's my birthday.
We're celebrating my life. My whole life. Don't you think my life is important? But then you can... This is the thing, yeah, what I don't like, was when it comes to birthdays and stuff, like, women are the culprits, the biggest culprits. They don't prioritise friends' birthdays, but then they prioritise dick. I'm sorry.
But
I can't relate.
That's valid, though. That's valid.
That's valid.
What, there's something benefiting from it.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
You're spending money on steaks you don't want to eat.
I can't relate.
Imagine you're telling her to come and spend £40 on a set menu when she can get this dick for free.
Facts, though.
For free.
You know what, you're right. Actually, I don't even like birthday dinners, to be fair, so...
But it's been a long time since anyone's done a birthday dinner. I think everyone's given up.
No, it's because of how much everyone gets onto it, though. That's why.
Well, I mean...
But anyways, back to the thing. Sorry. Can't get out of this.
Oh. I can't think of one, to be fair. Like, when I don't want to go somewhere, I just be like, yo, I'm not going. But one time...
We got an honest one over here.
No, but one time, though, there was that game... This is quite recent, so... Not recent, like, let's say... About a couple months now.
Oh, you got to do disclaimers then. Recent? Wait, not recent.
No. It's a couple months still. But
so
yeah.
This year.
Yeah, this year, like early this year. So I was meant to go.
Early this year.
God, I'm taking L's already. All right, listen. If you hear this and you know it's you, I'm sorry. But yeah, so I was meant to link this babe. It was Friday now, and I got this new game.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I got this new game. And then I knew that, obviously, we planned, okay, we're going to link up this that Friday, whatever. So I longed it now. Because obviously, I was still deciding if I'm going to go out or bang out this game. And then I got into my house, showered, got into my bed, and then I thought, let me just turn on the PS4. Because it's a natural movement, you know. Sometimes it just happens. So I turned on the PS4, boom, boom, started playing it. Check the time. Oh, I've got an hour, minor. Check the time. Oh, shit, 5 minutes. I was like, fuck this, man. I was like, yo, I can't lie. I got to babysit my cousin, you know.
That excuse.
And she's like, oh, why didn't you let me know? She was quite upset. And she said, oh, why didn't you let me know? You know, I got ready and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, minor, I'll make it up to you, innit?
Minor, I'll make it up to you.
Yeah.
Minor.
I actually said, of course I didn't. What? What am I going to do? Fam, all I know is that Friday, I got on my PlayStation at 8 p.m. and I turned off my PlayStation at 4 a.m.
Wow.
I had a good session and I did not regret nothing. I promise
you.
Did you
ever see the girl again then?
Oh yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. Yeah, man.
Okay, next, anyone?
I think something that I usually do back in like 2018, 2017 times, I literally just used to start airing and then wake up the next morning like, oh my God, babe, I fell asleep. I'm so sorry. And then sometimes, because obviously all my friends know that sometimes my mum moves a bit mad, so I just be like, oh, guys, like, right, I'm leaving right now, yeah, but my mum is trying to make me do this and da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's believable. Not anymore. But it's believable. So I just blame sleep on my mum. I used to blame sleep on my mum. Now I go because I'm there for my friends and everyone I need to be there for.
Same.
Mine is sleep. The same shit, but... Yeah. You see, the thing is, I'm a shit liar because I forget stuff, innit? So I was like, oh, shit, I fell asleep, I'm sorry. But I knew I wasn't going to this, innit? So, because I knew I wasn't going, I'd already planned to do other things, and I was already doing other things. So obviously I was in the gym, and I posted like 1-2 workout videos on there. I was like, on Insta story, innit? So I was posting.
Listen, I forgot that I lied.
So I was there posting. Time came, edit. Hour past, 2 hours past, woke up, oh shit, I was asleep. But she was like, no, you weren't. I was like, what do you mean, no, I wasn't? Were you in the room? Were you under the bed? Listen, they had to lie. Those are throwback videos. Those are throwback. Oh, it's a terrible time, man.
Oh, that is so
terrible
funny.
Time.
So, what's been going on in life recently? So, we've got Abigail and Vanessa rapping. What do you guys think of them?
Boy.
All I know is the Vanessa babe, she can definitely make it, innit? Not because she's...
Do you think?
No, she can. If she's marketed right, I don't know if it's drill. I don't know. I don't listen to her. But she's attractive.
Yeah, sure.
That is, like...
Why is her face like that?
I just feel like it's not enough to be attractive.
Sure? It really is.
In entertainment, 100%.
Okay, but where is she making it to? Like, are we talking like she's
obviously local, like UK? She don't need to blow it to become Steph London.
There, it's fine.
She don't need to become the next Steph London. She just needs to be about. The other one, like, she needs to really work on her craft. Like, she needs to be sick.
Sorry, but she does rap like she's working out, like she's on a treadmill.
No. She raps like she's fighting someone.
Like she's, yeah, like, she, like you know, like she, the last tune she dropped, she was like, something like, come on, shut up. Shut up. I was like, chill, man. Shut up.
She got that PMS flow. She's just angry all the time.
Oh, man. My God. No, but poor Abigail, though, because did you not see all the stuff about, you know, when she wasn't
yeah.
makeup and stuff? Like, see, this is the thing that I don't like about Twitter, because on one hand, you'll be saying, oh, you know, women, they're not comfortable in their natural state, etc.
Why laughing?
Women literally came on.
And y'all niggas believe that shit?
What? Wow. And
y'all
what?
Niggas
so
really...
Okay, so is it just an attempt
okay,
to
let me put the disclaimer. Men say we prefer women without makeup when they are attractive. I'll just...
But how will you know they're attractive if you haven't seen them
you
about...
But you yourself know if you're attractive or not.
No.
I can be
beauty
attractive.
Oh,
thank
come on,
you.
Man.
No. Abigail genuinely loves her face, yeah?
As she should.
And she should.
Exactly. So, what are you saying?
It is completely fine that she loves it. And you know what? Kudos. But the streets don't care about that. The streets know if you are attractive universally. Let me
don't
phrase it
on
universally. Yeah, I was going to, but I thought let me announce. I was going to say it, but if you're not universally attractive, my advice
but that's
to you
in your opinion.
Thank you.
Okay, but okay. Fair enough.
The man them can agree on what's buff and what's
you know
not.
You know what I mean?
Lie. I'm not going to lie with it, but the man them know, innit? The man them know. If it's certain or uncertain, the man them know. We're symbiotes. We all line up in it. So, if one man don't find her attractive, obviously beauty's an eye of the beholder. Blah blah blah. One man's trash is another man's treasure. But it's gonna be everybody's trash. If it's one guy, it'll be everyone's trash in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not saying Abigail ain't trash.
She's not even ugly at all.
But the thing is like the people were comparing her to like gorillas.
But you see,
right.
the thing
but that
is,
was a snap because that could literally like
Say someone into depression.
But it was. But it was.
Who's that ugly boy with the glasses?
Oh my
with
god! Bus,
with a bus seat.
Okay, you know what? You know what about that nigga? Let me give him. Let me give him. Let me give him.
Let me give him a chance.
Okay. Let me give that nigga one chance of life. That model guy that was in that film, man, with them old things. Oh, is Koje, this is Ghanaian, man, he's America.
Oh, Kofi.
Yeah, Kofi. Have you seen his younger pics?
Yeah.
He was very ugly when he was younger.
How old is that boy?
I don't know.
He's like 20.
He's 20? Okay, he's finished. I thought he was going to say he's 16.
No, 23 is not young. I'm not going to lie. People say that their glow-ups come in their mid-20s. If you're ugly at 23, because your glow-up... Listen, your glow-up is like a steady curve, innit? So you can see the ugly point, then gradually you get better. You might get a couple of hairs here and there.
If you're not attractive in your 20s, you're done.
Young, early 20s when your skin's still right.
He was wearing a do-rag. I was like, why? The waves will not take away from your face.
Glasses.
Kofi.
No, not Kofi, the ugly boy.
He's horrid.
But the thing is, yeah, like, cool. The way I see it, I hear when people say ugly people shouldn't say other people are ugly. But that's the game.
Ugly people know their kind.
You know your siblings.
You know your siblings, innit? So
the game is the game, man.
Alright then, okay, so Tristan and Jordan.
Let him free.
Tristan, Jordan, Chloe, what are we saying? Okay, actually, I've got a point to make here.
Go on.
I don't like how everyone is going on about Jordan and saying, oh, she's young, you know, you made mistakes when you're young, etc. I don't give a shit, because if that happened to you, you wouldn't see age. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are always rational when it's not them in the position. So...
Listen, she's 21. She's old enough to know better. Like, no one can excuse
that.
People were saying that Tristan was a predator as well and shit. You see them?
He's in his 20s.
He's 26.
Listen, how can my man be a predator? Even if he's older than that. She's a big woman. She knows what she's doing. She knows
he's 26, so how can he be a predator? Regardless, anyways.
Wait, how old is Chloe?
34.
Oh, lordy. He's winning the sugar mummy race for us, boy.
I get when people are saying, you know, obviously she took someone's man.
Him?
Yeah, she took Tristan from a pregnant woman, innit?
Mm.
So they're saying that, you know, like, karma. Fair enough, but those are two separate things. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Jordan being young and Khloe being a man thief, or the Kardashians being man thieves, those are two completely different things.
That's exactly what I said.
The
thing is, yeah, like you said before, when you said people are rational when they're not in a situation, people are extra, extra rational when they don't like the other person.
Yes,
you
know?
So,
exactly.
Because people don't like the triple K clan, like, you know, the KKKs and the Jenners, they don't fuck with them. So, trust me, they're more willing to overlook what Jordan did. For me, I can't lie, we could be boys from way back. Yeah. If you shag my brother's missus, I am cutting you off. The only way we are becoming friends again is if my brother says you can come back in because
even
family.
Then, I can't trust you.
Still. Oh, I can't trust you. We'll never be cool like that. But I could say in my heart, like, you know what, I wouldn't be cold to you like I was before.
Yeah,
that's just me.
But then saying that, I have sympathy for Jordan, and the reason why I do is because I ain't seen no public nothing from the KKK and their friends bashing him. The energy's all for her.
Men win.
Do you know what I mean?
Patriarchy, baby. But where's that energy for Tristan?
They keep talking about, oh, alcohol went an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see what she's got.
This is what I hate. Why are the friends getting involved? Just shut the fuck up. Oh, my God.
But this is what I mean. Like, if the energy was equal, then is what it is.
The energy will never be.
But he doesn't care. That's the thing.
Who doesn't care?
Tristan, if he cared...
He wants to be set free.
He had a sevensome. Seven girls.
So what is a sevensome?
I don't know.
Listen, by the time I've gotten to 1.5 girls, I'm tired, bro.
One and a half.
Even if one and a half.
Seven.
What pill did he pop?
Listen, he was on Molly. He was on Agra. He was all in one pill. Like,
imagine. But yeah. So what was I going to say as well regarding the situation? Can't remember. Anyways, let's move on. Last but not least, have you not listened to Girls Need Love remix?
Hate it.
No, who remixed it?
Oh, you not even heard it? Great, Drake.
I can't lie, I heard it.
It is just so unnecessary.
Apparently, he sang and he.
Yeah, he did.
It's old school Drake, definitely old school Drake vibes, but it just didn't fit.
Yeah,
it just wasn't supposed to be.
Listen, the fact that you said Drake done it's the best thing ever. My G,
whatever.
10 out of 10.
Whatever.
Like, I want to agree with you. I hear what you're saying because that's my goat, but it's all right.
I need to listen to it.
That song was so good without a man. And the song is called Girls Need Love, so why are you talking?
Exactly, he's talking about what, dick without complications.
It's
all right. Oh my
like,
god.
Right. Like,
oh, I hate when it gets in that bag, man. Oh,
yeah,
god.
No. Alright then, let's get started. So we are going to talk about affection today, everything surrounding it, and you know, we might, if we've got enough time for another topic, then we'll fit that in. But first question I'm going to ask you guys is, are you affectionate? So we go around. Maya, are you affectionate? Yes or no, just yes or no.
No.
Jide, are you affectionate?
Very affectionate.
No, I thought you weren't.
Apparently I'm not though, but I feel like I am. The women in my life think I am.
So they think you are. The women in your life think you are.
The women I've ever been exposed to think I'm.
Oh, okay, yeah, then that's fine. What about you, Kaido?
I can be.
I said yes or no.
You know, sometimes it takes it. yes, I say yeah, man.
Yes, now I am. Okay, I said yes or no. Okay, yes. All right, so... do you guys know your love languages?
Yeah.
What are your love languages?
My top is quality time.
Your top three?
Quality time, then words of affirmation, then probably acts of service, then three, in that order.
I don't really follow that love language
but
stuff.
You don't know yours?
But no, but I would say out of the spectrum, for me, it would be quality time. And acts of service are just top for me.
I say quality time, acts of service, and I think it's physical touch.
Yeah, those are my three.
I don't know what order it is.
Mine's in the order is acts of service and quality time are joint, and second is physical touch. But physical touch used to be last with 0 points, and just since last year, when I did become affectionate, it's gone up, so it's a bit strange. But we'll talk about that, we'll get there. So, okay, so... could you guys be in a relationship? So, who are the affectionate people again? So, Jide, Kaede, me, gets me. Could you be in a relationship with someone that wasn't affectionate?
No.
No.
It's difficult. You know what it is? Because someone that ain't affectionate, like, and they're uncompromisingly unaffectionate, it's hard. Because you feel like you become very hesitant to express yourself in it. Mm. Especially if you're a physical touch person, because you feel like you're bothering them.
Yeah.
So, if I think especially with the top three, if you don't speak the same language, the love languages, it's tough. Because there's just no, you know, sync. You're not in sync together, man. I don't know. I can do it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, with me, I feed off people. So the energy, the way you act, carry yourself is how I would carry myself around you. So if you're a person that's definitely no physical touch, you're not that affectionate, I'm going to be like that. And then I don't want you to now come and text me or call me later. You did touch me on some shit. I'm like, bro, like, dog, your demeanor's very cold, so I'm not gonna be like that with you. Do you get what I mean? So,
I ain't affectionate.
Oh, yeah, you're not. Okay, so with me, what it was is that I grew up being affectionate, and I'd say, like, in my previous relationships, people have kind of, like, pointed out that I'm not affectionate, and it was kind of those things that I just didn't really care to change. That's how I grew up. It's lots to do with the household that I grew up in, whatever. So it was only like last year when like the person like really, really complained about it. Like it got to a point where like in my house I've got two sofas like on opposite sides of the room. He would sit on one side of one sofa and I would sit on the other.
Yeah,
he's like, why are you sitting all the way over there? Can you come over here? And it's true, like why am I sitting all the way over here? Yeah. So what I had to do was then like this was like a top point I was going to make later is whether you can learn to be affectionate or is it innate. So I had to like make a conscious effort to be affectionate. So if he came to my house and I have to hug him like hi, but it's like I'm not used to having to like hug people when I first see them unless I'm out, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you're coming into my house, it's kind of just like, yo, like, you know, come inside, like I feel like you're supposed to be comfortable in my house. So yeah, I just made more of a conscious effort. I would do things. I mean, it felt weird at first, like, just being all touchy-feely every minute. But eventually, I guess it became natural.
I feel the same. I'm not gonna lie, the reason why I'm not is because of how I grow up, like oh, like hugging like my parents and like oh,
it makes me want to peel my skin off. Like, don't do it. Even say I love you to my mom, I don't remember how many times I've said that in my life. Like, it's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be like that. But I know that that's like a West African thing. That's a whole different story. But now, like, I was with someone for like 4.5 years, and when I tell you, he was all about this all the time. And I even said, like, you're so tactile. And he was like, sharp, man. Like, he actually would literally just drag me, like, come here, hug me, touch me, hold my hand. No. And eventually it just got
natural.
Like, it got natural to me, because that's how he would, because he didn't really talk. And I said words of affirmation, like, tell me you love me, tell me I look fucking sexy, like, tell me I'm the baddest bitch in the world. He wouldn't do that. But he would compromise with, like,
that's the touching. That's the way he
shows. Right. So eventually it kind of clicked and I was like, okay, I like this. So now we break up and then the next nigga that just want to, like, sit across the room and not tell me that I'm the baddest bitch. This ain't it. So I can swap them two, but my preference is, obviously, talk to me, innit? Like, so you talk to me.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Like, even like growing up, I kind of was a bit jealous of people that had relationships with their mums where they like kind of chill in bed, cuddling with her, watching Nollywood and all of that. I don't do that. I've never, like, even if I was chilling in bed with my mum, it would be like we're just on two opposite sides of the bed. Like, there's no cuddling, there's no snuggling, there's none of that. So I don't know. I guess that it just
Listen, for me, the first time I hugged my dad in my adult life was my graduation.
Jeez.
And if you know how awkward it was, yeah. It was like, you know, like blocks in like Tetris. And I came out of that hug thinking, I'm never doing that again. Like, I'm never doing that again. That was so very digital. Like, I'm thinking, bro, what's going on here? So, but you know what's nuts? Even before that, I remember I was like, I was what, 16? I used to play basketball and we won a match. And my friend's dad ran onto the court and hugged his son, innit? And hugged my friend. I was like, y'all niggas do this? And I looked around, I was like, shit, my dad ain't even here. He's not even around. he's some, but you know what? It's like, yeah, I'm the same as you. Like, I envied the relationship that people have with their parents, like, the whole affectionate thing growing up, because I was very
same.
Yeah. And it's mad, because you'd think that'd make me unaffectionate. But by the time I got old enough, I was like, no, I want that. Like, I actually want that. Like, because I have an auntie and uncle. And even up until this day, they're so with it. I go to the yard and they're sitting on the sofa cuddling. And it's like, rah, man, you got to grow up. Like,
but you know what's crazy about that? My mum and dad weren't like that, but my mum's like that with her husband now. So sometimes, like, I think it depends as well on who you're dating.
Because
if you're not affectionate, then you can't, how can you be affectionate with that person?
It's
if
true.
Reciprocating. I'm more Niger.
But yeah, like,
no, that's how I resonate with both stories. So, for me, as one of like my ex as well. Like, before, I was like, yeah, but she encouraged me to be more affectionate, and now I take that going forward. And also, like Jakaide said, my dad, boy, like, now I say I love you to him, innit? But it's more like, oh, he accepts it. Like, he's old now. Right. So, like, come on, you don't want to be a. But before, I won't say it to him. To my mum, I'll say it to her after I've pissed her off. But my mum, like, she tried to encourage it, though. She's always wanted that relationship. Like, I'll say, out of basically me and my sisters and everyone in my family, I've been very, very independent. As in, I don't want to say I'll cut myself off from them, obviously not, but I don't want to say I would not need them, but literally, I live my life like, if today I get kicked out, I'm good, I can sort myself out. So, I never show them like the outward. Like my sisters, all my days, they're like Batty and Bench. They are so close, but they fight to like have that same relationship with me. But to me, I'm like, you're annoying me. They'll just walk in my room, jump on my bed. I'm like, what are you doing? You're grown. Like, you're getting on shit. Like, you know what I mean? But that's them. They're like, oh, today I want to be like, why don't you? I'm just, it's just not me, innit.
My little brother said that to me as well. He was like, oh, why don't you hug me? Like, hug me, man, hug me. And he'll force a hug. But I was very reclusive growing up as well. Like, I was always in my room. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said before, it's hard for people to just, like, display that affection if you're not allowing it. And also, something that I realised is sometimes it could have a lot to do with, like, your self-confidence. I say this because, like, after I had a baby, obviously my belly, like, I didn't even want anyone touching me, like, at all, just because of that, like, don't touch this part, don't touch that part, because I had put on loads of weight, and I was just like, don't touch here, don't touch there. So that was my reasoning as to why I didn't want affection. So there are literally, like, so many different reasons as to why people aren't affectionate. But
I think now at the same time, we talked about our parents not being like physically affectionate, but if you think about the way that they were affectionate in other ways, like for example,
food every day.
My dad, yeah,
every day.
My dad is my dog. Like, and I said it, like, I think earlier this week, I was like, when my dad eats, I'm going up to him and I'm like, what are you eating? And I'll eat off his plate. Like,
I've seen your snaps.
Literally, and I do it. And I tweet it. And I'm not going to lie, I want to eat off my man's plate. I do. But that's the way that, like, he shows affection. He's like, oh, do you like it? All right, grab a plate. Take some. Like, do you see what I mean? But my dad will never. The one time he told me that he loves me was when I drove to my ex's house and it was like 2 hours away. And he was like, okay, be careful. Love you. And I was like, Dad,
right.
you love me, but literally, and that was the only time. It was like so many years ago, but I know that he does.
That was the last time he loves you.
First and last.
Mate, I can't remember the last time my dad said. I can't remember.
My dad just says it on my birthday. I don't think he says it on my birthday every year. Depends.
I don't think he's. But I know he loves me though.
Right.
That's the thing. By his actions. Right. I know for a fact. Like, especially when I was younger, like, one of my uncles, I still hate this nigga too. like, one time, my dad was back in Nige, my mum was using him to, like, discipline me and flog me, innit? And I should be like, you can't tell your dad. I just thought, fuck it, I'm breaking the rules. I told my dad, and then I saw my dad bat him up in front of me. Oh! Jeez! That felt so good, you understand? That shit felt good. I was like, yes! Yes, go and have that.
See, that's the thing. That's actually my dad's love language, violence. I'm not gonna lie.
My dad
is on smoke. Like, he will never hug you. He won't. None of the words of affirmation. None of that. But if he sees someone disrespects you, what? He's on smoke. I've tweeted about it before. My dad will beat up kids. Like, he doesn't mind. And he's done it. He kicked one boy down. Because I was on dumb 6-year-old. This boy was hacking me, just dropped me to the floor, and I'd stand up and keep laughing. My dad saw it and said, don't do that again. Don't do it, mate. It's not on. I think the boy said to my dad, shut up. My dad kicked his leg. My dad kicked his leg and dropped me. He went to tell his dad. His dad came out, my dad beat him up.
Good. Fantastic.
And that was it. That's my dad's love language. Violence. He's on smoke. But other than that, there's no hug. There's no eat off my plate. If you eat off my dad's plate, you go tell you to make him a brand new one.
Have you tried?
I regretted it.
I still shit from my dad's plate still.
Thank you.
I don't have any problem with my dad anyway, to be fair. But alright. So, next thing I was going to ask you. So, how are you guys with your friends in terms of affection? Because that's another side to it. Like, I hate, I'm not going to hate it. I can't describe it. Like, I wouldn't sit there and be, like, snuggled up with my friends. Like, I just don't bother. Every now and then, maybe, but it's not my thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I had this white friend, yeah, and she used to spoon me. And, like, at the time, I was kind of just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it because, you know, haha, white, you know, banter. But, like, I didn't enjoy it. I don't like stuff like that. It's kind of like...
So, as girls, you guys are just... We're too toxic for any of that.
You're not spooning.
We'll hug though. Like, if I'm proud of you, I'll tell you I'm proud of you.
The hug has changed over the years, you know. Before, you know, the hand first, then the bump, but now it's like a proper hug.
I think my
female friends, I'm a lot more affectionate. I'm always leaning.
I had to kind of pause because I was thinking about it, and I actually don't mind you. I'm fine with that. I actually enjoy Kaede's affection. However, it's just, there's some friends that are just too much. Like, there's some friends that literally, even the way they talk to you, they're like in your face. They're like 2 centimeters away from your face. I can't.
But see, those people need to understand you, though. I feel like, as friends, you need to know the sort of friends you have. Like, I wouldn't, like I said, there's some friends that I will speak to, like, I could be vulnerable to because I know them, they know me, and we have that relationship. But other friends, there's no way. I'm not going to show you that side, you know what I mean? So, that I feel like that friend that does that to you, they need to...
They're moving mad.
Yeah, it's just about your personal space, you know what I mean? Hold on, one second. Soz guys, you know, I come prepared now.
We like that.
We like that a lot.
You know, I have my little notes. But yeah, Yeah, I think that's about it, you know. I feel like we've touched on what we need to touch on. Is there anything else anyone has to say?
Oh, about affection.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to carry the affection trait to your kids? 100%.
Good question. I'm so affectionate. Okay, see, I shout at my car, and everyone hears how I shout at my car. I bad enough, I can't lie, but I am equally as affectionate. So there's not going to be any. He'll never think, oh, you know, I'm lacking love from my mum or whatever, because we kiss at least 100 times a day. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I think it's even more than that. And it's like just on the lips, cuddle every hour we do that at least 10 times. Cuddle, kiss, like. We have to. I tell him I love him all the time. Just times when I just feel like, oh, you know, he's been playing by himself for too long. I make sure that I just go over and sit and just play with him and stuff like that. I'm so affectionate with my car, but, you know.
When he's grown, you're going to miss that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to miss that.
But that's the thing. Don't you think, like, okay, the guys, yeah, do you think if your parents remained affectionate with you from childhood till now, that you guys would be affectionate men, or do you think?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll be way more affectionate.
Yeah, so I feel like I could do that.
I'll be way more affectionate.
I could do that with my club.
I might be doing all that fake feminist stuff as well.
But yeah, what about you guys?
I think 100%, and the reason why I say that is because I'm very affectionate, like touchy with my little cousins. I love them so much, and there's one, he's 14 now, but when he was born, he was literally on my hip all the time. He was always just in my arms, and I'm always just cuddling him. And then I was even looking at pictures from Christmas just gone, and he's just like chilling, laying on my lap. Like, all now, he's very like, am I?
How old is he?
He's 14 now, but 14?
Obviously.
14?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Literally, yeah. So it will actually stick. So I think the boys are right. If your parents kept up the affection, you would be like a lot more tactile and a lot more just open with it. But I can't, like, little babies, like, they're my world. I have to, like, I told you I want 7 sons.
Oh my God.
I want 7 sons. I want my Zafira. I want to just have a noisy house.
A Zafira. Cancelled.
Show me an Uber.
Cancelled.
Wait.
You're cancelled.
The point is, like, with my children, 100%. 100%.
I want a Lambo. So.
Yeah, definitely.
That can be your weekend car, though.
Yeah, no. I wanna pull up about kids' school.
Kids? No,
I wanna pull up about kids' school in a drop top. You know what I mean?
Bentley truck.
I want 4 kids minimum. That's minimum, but I want 6.
Minimum.
Yeah, I want 6. I want to adopt though.
That's minimum.
So that's why I need to hurry up and bang them out, because I'm not. Just
are you guys? Are you, okay? Are you? How are you guys gonna pay for these kids?
Our husbands.
Also, like I said, hit Canary Wharf.
I'll be rich too.
Hit Canary Wharf.
We're spending our money.
True.
Just hit Canary Wharf, guys.
Okay, are you gonna introduce us?
And a square mile.
Are you gonna introduce us? Do we have to wear like shiny suits?
Well,
I don't know. You just
I'm coming to meet you on your lunch break tomorrow.
Yeah, come to my lunch break. Make sure you actually do I. Actually, no, man. The niggas at my workplace are old. I'm sorry. Unless you like old niggas.
Okay.
Does the sperm work?
Wait. you want a Zafira?
Old nigga. Old nigga.
That's probably gonna be like.
Baby, we have gray hair.
Benjamin Button, baby.
That sperm will be crawling.
Oh my god! But yeah, no. What was I saying? I can't remember. Oh yeah, so we've wrapped up. We're done. Yeah, that topic. Okay, so we've got time for the next one. So the next one is all about making friends while you're in a relationship. So, making friends of the opposite sex while you're in a relationship. So, what are your views on that?
I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, same.
Because I make all the friends I want. Shut your mouth and deal with it.
I'm not going to speak for you. I'm speaking for myself. Yeah, but that's because I know my intentions are pure.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Kaede, but my intentions are pure when I'm making friends, when I'm in a relationship. So that's why I can be hypocritical, because I know that men are trash. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite.
You have a problem with it.
Like, I'm very, very comfortable. Like, I'm not one of those people. If I'm in a relationship, I don't tell you what to do. Mm. Like, I will never in my life say, don't do that. I expect you to know. That's how you're going to move.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even like a
toxic power thing. Like I'm, like I said, I'm very comfortable. If you, you can go out, like I let like all my girlfriend, ex girlfriends, I've ever, like you can go out, you can have fun with your friends, you can, but there's certain behaviour that you have to exhibit. That you can't, you can't, yeah, yeah, you can't embarrass me. Mm-hmm. And one of them is making friends, friends.
Okay, but see, what,
because listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm a guy.
Once you get into a relationship, you can never make
no, you can make
again.
Friends. You can make new friends. What, my thing, no, you can even make male friends, mm-hmm. innit? My thing is the boundaries. How, what sort of friend is this? Where did you meet this person?
It's true.
Yeah, but that's something because that they're your partner. That's the thing.
That's true, but. Niggas are very, 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 very smart.
Are they?
Should I tell you why you feel this way?
Because I've been like that. Yeah, I've been like that.
Exactly. I've been like that. I've been with another guy's girl.
Yeah, yeah,
so you know,
yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that's a personal problem.
It's not a personal. Should I tell you? Okay, but we create. We know how men move because of. Firstly, we've done it ourselves. We're friends with niggas that do it themselves. We like. I could go into 20 group chats now and ask how many men are shagging someone else's girl. And I promise you, niggas are going to be out here saying, yo, what's good? Because it happens, like, listen, you women, especially attractive women, you have guys throwing dick at you every single day.
Yeah, but you have women throwing pussy at you
every single day. But it's a bit different. Because
and the guys don't even have to be good looking. That's the thing about it. That's the difference.
Yeah, but your but for example, your type will throw a dick at you at least 5 times a day. And then you're working. Let's say you work. You're at work. Let's say, okay, your colleague is buff. One absolutely handsome nigga. Mad cool. Yeah, mad cool as well. You guys get on, you go lunch breaks, whatever. Listen, on Tassia, you might not know. He's moving to you. You might not really think of it. And then your guy's at home, he doesn't really know because you're not going to tell him about this good-looking Jason that's making you feel good
that's
at work.
Fair, but then that means that's where you have to have trust in your partner and trust that your partner's going to regulate the situation.
Absolutely.
And not embarrass you. And that's my thing. I'm very big on that. Like, as soon as I'm involved with somebody, any guy from my past that ever thought that maybe I could get my foot back in, I am letting you know. Like, I'm involved with someone. Don't even try.
Listen, that high press.
Shit, like, go on.
No, for me, it's not even that. Like, I just don't want another nigga around. Like, really and truly, it's not about. It's not about. Yeah, damn right. It's not about. I don't trust her about around next man, or I don't trust next man's intentions. Just put money in his head. Worst comes to worst, innit? However, it's more just like, who's this guy? Like, why is he here?
That's,
yeah.
She will tell you.
I am
that.
All you need.
She will tell you.
I am
you that.
Everything you need.
No.
I am all your friends.
No,
I am every. I am everything. No, I'm playing. But I don't know. It's, obviously, can never say. I would never say, yo, you can't be friends with him. But I'll just be like, rah, what, Jason text you again? That's a bit late, innit?
Yeah, see, this is what I'm saying with boundaries. Boundaries. Because I've been in a situation, I think I've spoken about it on the podcast before, where I was, like, at a rave, like, with my ex, and I think we were leaving at, like, 4 a.m., and some girl was calling him.
Can't lie, no.
And I was like, pick up the phone then. And he's like, oh, I don't even know why she's calling me, man.
Man, I would never pick that up.
Never.
He fucked up. You should have put that on silent.
As soon as you feel the vibrate, yeah, just press the button to stop it from ringing.
That shit is just, like, unprovoked, because all I said was just pick up the phone. And he's like, oh, but she's seen my boy, you know, that like, she said she's doing it to my boy. Why do boys always say
no, because that's pressure, man.
Oh, she's doing it to my boy. And so that's pressure. You both.
That's
like,
pressure.
I don't understand.
That's you don't understand. It's there sometimes. Mode, like, you don't want like it happens. You're just like, oh shit. You might be drunk. And your girl might be one of them volatile types that now she knows she wants to know more. She wants to dig. Yeah, it's just long.
Nah, see with me. Long. On the other hand, I regulate like all my male friends so much. Well, they know anyway to the point where there was a time, for instance, where. When I was in a relationship, one of my male friends called me at like 1 a.m. and I was looking at my phone like, why the fuck is he calling me? And then I found out it was an emergency. That's the only reason he did. Enough. Do you know what I'm saying? That wouldn't happen in my relationship. None of my boys would call me at that time knowing I'm in a relationship. And that, again, has everything to do with how much your friends respect your relationship as well. Because for me, like, I was talking about it. I used to go on holiday with one of my male friends, yeah. Like, when I say holiday, like, damn, it's just only damn that we've been, yeah. But now he's actually been in this relationship for nearly 7 years. I don't think I would anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you shouldn't.
I wouldn't, out of respect for his girl. Yeah. That's because I'm such a good friend to him. I think about how his girl will feel. But not every person has friends like that.
But you're talking about friends from day. You're talking about boys from day, like new friends. How do you make new nigga friends? They will try and move to you.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to move to you.
Okay, from personal experience, I'm a very, 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 very sociable person, yeah. Mm. I can make friends with anyone. You can take me anywhere. I know my intentions are always pure. I'm purely just there for bants. And I feel like people use me for entertainment as well, yeah. But, like, I'm just there for bants. I'm there for a good time. It's got nothing to do with I fancy you. If something develops, then that's fair. But that is never my initial intention. I guess on the other... With guys, it's different. I feel like from the start, they're like, yeah, I want this girl. That's their...
Absolutely. Are you approaching someone that you don't find attractive to be their friend because you see their personality shining?
But sometimes it's not always approaching, isn't it? Sometimes it's not always approaching. You might have mutual friends.
Exactly.
And, oh, yeah, the motive yesterday was jokes.
I'm not friends with any of you guys. Nobody approaches me without a friendship.
Okay, fine.
Friendship, I mean.
That one works, but I can't lie. I never made male friends in a relationship. I just haven't. They moved to me. Oh, I got a man. Oh, you know their friends. friends. No, I can't. Do you know what I mean? I've never made a male friend, a new male friend, in a relationship ever.
Men are so trash, yeah, that when I was pregnant, yeah, some guy was like to me, oh, are you... He was like, oh, you're Peng. You're Peng. Are you single? I was like, oh, Peng and preg. And he was just like, oh, I swear down. Shit. If you weren't pregnant, would you give me a chance?
This nigga was lining it up.
Who the hell asked that if you weren't pregnant? And when I say, okay, he still continued from when I was pregnant till after till now. Like, he's still...
Tactical insertion.
That's a junk. That's the...
That guy's camping.
He was like,
let's just say...
That guy lost out. The fact that he's begging.
No, he was prolific, bro. I found out. He's prolific.
So if he wasn't pregnant...
So, question to you guys. If your partner was friends with someone, but they were friends with this person for, like, let's say, like, 5 years, and 2 years ago they had a casual sexual thing, but it was 2 years ago, nothing's happened since, nothing. Are you comfortable with them still having that friend?
Yeah,
I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
What can I do? That was way before me.
Yeah.
But when you want to do, I'm going X, Y, Z with the same guy, I'm like, come on.
Yeah, man. You just have to...
What about Nando's?
Why are you going
Nando's? No, you don't even need to do that. Let's be real.
No. Obviously, like, I'm not going to stop... Again, I'm not going to stop you. But... That's your friend. If that person's your friend, that means I'm going to see them regardless anyways. So, yeah, if you're going to... If there's going to be a social set, invite me. And that's fine. I'll be there. I'll see this person.
Invite me.
Facts, though. Like, I'm not... bring me along. Let me see who this guy is.
You're third wheeling, you know.
And then if he's better looking than me, hench, all of that shit, then is he got peas? If he's got more peas than me, then you can't be his friend anymore. It's over.
No, but that is the worst, though. You know, if you have that male friend that has more money than your man, yeah, it's...
Oh, it can't be better than me completely. So there has to be something that I'm better than him.
Oh, that's true, you know.
You might make her laugh.
I'm joking. Oh, come on, man. That's my bag. That's my bag.
So, also, actually, all right. So, now we're talking about new friends. Okay, now I'm going to go to just, like, normal friends, like, friends that you have already. If your female friend, I'm going to ask this to the guys, yeah? Your female friend calls at, like, 3 a.m. That's inappropriate. No, sorry, let's talk. Sorry, let me start that again. Your girlfriend's male friend calls at 3 a.m. That's inappropriate.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Do you trust their friendship, though? Like, on a normal day, you trust their friendship, right? So if the same girl's female friend called at 3 a.m., why is it a problem? Just because it's a female? If you trust the friendship...
Oh, if a female friend calls her at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gendered, man. I hate when people try to...
Yeah, so it's a double standard.
It's crazy.
Life would be so much easier. Our relationships would work so much better if we did just apply the same standards to each other.
I feel like double standards got to exist, though.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because men and women are different, innit? And as we said earlier, intentions are always going to be different. Yeah. So, in order for... Is what it is, but I don't know, because we think differently, because we behave differently, double standards need to exist in all realms of life, innit? Yep. If they don't, then things fall apart. Yep. So if a female friend called at 3 a.m. I'd be thinking, what the fuck is she calling at 3 a.m.? Like, what does she want, innit? But it's you deal with it. If it's man calling because it's an emergency, why haven't you dialed 999? Why haven't you called the ambulance or the police? What's she gonna do? So we should come Batman and Robin and save you from the kidnapping, bro. Nah, listen, that's not my thing, innit? So if it's a guy, 100%, I'm looking like, yo, what's
the only sort of emergency a male friend can call you at my girl at 3 a.m. when he can't call his boys is if it's something to do with a girl, and it's a girl that maybe she is close to or very, very... it's something to do with...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like your, yeah, it's like a web. They all mesh together. If it's a... What are you calling?
Yo, my house is on fire, you know, man. So...
You know what I mean?
So, what should we
mate,
do?
Mate, go and use water.
We should bring buckets.
Water. No, but let's finish it. And what you're saying about the double standard maybe should apply. And I want to say I agree because, for example, way more girls are willing to try stuff with their friends, their female friends.
In what way?
Like, sexually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Than...
I've heard.
No, she's never heard. Like, a lot of girls are more willing to explore. Mm. So, as a guy, you all know, but... Me, my toxic masculinity is so high that even if a girl is moving to my girl, I would not think it wouldn't even like register that she would, like it would, anything will happen. Like, but if I see a guy that I rate, as in like from the standards of me rating another man, and he is saying he's doing. Mate, she's laughing at his shit jokes. I'm like, yo, dog.
He's not even funny, man.
How is he funny? What did he say? Like, I can't do a knock joke.
I've said that before.
Like, you know what I mean? Then straight away, it's like my competitive edge just peaks. I'm like, nah, I'm not having it. So, yeah.
Alright, so this is another question here. So something that I've experienced in life is my male friends, like partners, feeling threatened by me. And is that something that men feel? Like, do you guys ever feel threatened by a girl's female friend?
Never.
I mean, a girl's male friend.
I haven't experienced it, my girl, because I haven't been in relationships. I'm not a relationship whore like that, innit?
But you've said my exes. It's not
bare, innit? Like, okay, it's actually not that much.
Yeah, but still, okay,
there's not been a situation where I've ever been threatened by her friend. Not that it can't happen. Mm. I'm telling you, it absolutely can. Mm. But I've never been in a situation where it has, because I've never felt threatened by someone else in life that way.
Yeah, you know what? At uni, that was my first relationship. I'm not going to lie, I was young, wasn't it? So I was 19. You're obviously, third year boys moving to your girl.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a bit different still.
Yeah, I'll be pissed.
Because my student loan's finished, but this guy's still got money.
Yeah, no, I'll be pissed.
He's running the uni ends with all the weed and shit. So, yeah, that was the one time. But in my adult life, I'm probably the threatening one. As opposed to... sometimes you say it as it is.
I'm the threatening one still.
So...
Give it to them. I'm the threatening one.
That's how it goes, baby.
I'm Brock Lesnar.
So, Maya, have you ever felt threatened
by a female friend?
Yeah.
Nah, to be honest. But my ex didn't really have female friends like that. And then, like, the niggas that I dealt with after, it wasn't that deep to be like, oh my God, who is she? Like, it wasn't that serious. Yeah. But I have been on the, like, receiving end of it. And he actually cut me off.
What?
He cut me off for his girl. I'm not gonna lie, he did.
Shit.
He cut me off.
You have to, man. I can't lie.
Why?
I'm quite stubborn.
No, you have to. No one's gonna tell me to cut off. It's peace. Yeah. Oh, a girl hasn't told me or will tell me to cut someone off. But personally, if my girl said, this girl's moving a bit mad.
But I wasn't.
That's the chat's in secret, though.
Oh, yeah. I will, but publicly. I will let you know, though. I'll tell you, yo, my girl thinks that this and that. Like, so you understand, like, when we're around each other, how to act, innit?
Nah.
And then, you're still my dog, though. Like, if I've known you before her, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She can't say
you
nothing.
Knew me from...
Oh, yeah. If I've known you before, I can't lie. I can't.
No, he cut me off. And I literally, like, he just stopped talking to me. But then I ran into her at one event, belly bump, just out there. And I was like, hi.
She's screaming.
She was like, hi. I was like, oh, congrats. Like, is that? And I pointed at the baby bump. And I was going to say, like, is that? I'm not going to say his name. But is that? Yeah. And then I just got to that. Is that? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm not going to fight a pregnant woman. So we can do this.
No, you girls are mad competitive, man. You girls are mad competitive.
No,
yes, you are.
But my thing was that, because I'm new.
Listen, friends. You can have your male friends. But you can't make new friends.
Yeah, that one is
actually,
too much.
I've got a question, yeah. Okay, so someone like me, I'm going to use me as an example, yeah. So if you're in a relationship with me where, like, what I do, like, stuff like
oh,
this,
that's your job. Yeah, I can't be mad at
to
that.
To be social.
Yeah, I can't be mad at that. I'm, yeah, there's nothing I can do about that.
But, like...
You're getting money. See, that's what I'm saying.
Look, this is the thing. You would... What's it called? You would compromise.
Yeah, I would.
You would compromise because you know that that's my, like, you know, yeah. That's what I do. So why can't you compromise in a normal setting? Like, because
what is a normal... How many times do I have to explain? As a guy, I am a man. I have a dick.
Oh,
and the dick tells me, oh, shit, she's buff. Let me see what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I see what she's saying. But she's like, no, I got a man. But she's put the situation like, we're cool because maybe we need each other in whatever capacity.
Mm.
So now in my head, I'm thinking, cool, I can't beat straight away. But you know what? Let me keep it there. Let me, you know, let me play the long game. Let me play tiki-taka. It's got 6 months down the line. This nigga's acting up. He's not putting in the same work as he was before. Next thing I know, we're still working in the same space. Oh, let's go Nando's quick, busting joke. It just builds, it builds.
So basically, you're just saying that you're
niggas will wait. Niggas,
as long as you lot are in a relationship,
guys,
niggas will wait.
That's
they've been
crazy.
Listen, there've been times where, as they said, you just sit there. Yeah, oh, you just moved to a girl. Oh, so you got a man. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then she follows you on Twitter the next day.
You know.
And then she might message you. Oh, it was nice seeing yesterday. Yeah, it was nice too. You just have gentle conversation.
Yeah.
Gentle.
Nothing,
gentle
nothing
conversation, and then you
so
become
much.
The first person that she's talking to all the time.
Yeah,
2-2s now. Her and a man go on a break because her man, as you said, her man's acting like a waste man.
Mm.
Oh,
he's there.
You need comfort. Okay, I'm coming. My name is Comfort. I'm coming.
Oh, this is for
you. Know them once he pops up at like 3 a.m. How you feeling, babe? You're alright.
I'm so bored today. I want to watch Avengers Endgame. Oh yeah.
Fourth time I've seen it.
That'll
be the fourth time I've seen it.
Let's go.
That's because you guys know your own tactics. I'm telling you, that's the only reason. You're triggered by your own.
And
but you see, with certain things though, so I can imagine myself now going into a relationship. I have four female friends that are like my rocks. So Sam's one of them.
Got three other people
as well, yeah. That's I'm not compromising on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sam can call me at 3 a.m. I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
She call me at 4 a.m. I'm picking up. She won't do it.
Yeah.
But if she does, I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with the other three. So right at the beginning I'm saying, all right, cool. Blah blah blah. But these are my female friends. These are my sisters,
mm-hmm.
in it, so you can't. There's no compromise with these lot. So would you guys not express at the beginning who your like your core friends are?
I always do that, but
yeah.
That's because I talk about them a lot. I'm always guessing up the
people
I love.
It will just come up. Like I wouldn't be like, by the way, like it will just come up because they're gonna be there. They're gonna be in my house. We're gonna be out. They're gonna be in my Snap, my Insta. Like they're gonna be there.
Yeah, I feel that.
So you'll know them.
So I had an issue once here where basically because I was talking about Kylie so much. I was just how much I love Kanye. The person was like, "You might as well go fuck Kanye." No. Like, I'm sorry, but does that? Would you be would you feel a way if a girl like spoke about
another guy?
Basically. No, but I mean like.
Absolutely.
You know when you're being. No, but it's like you know when you're talking about your friend. Yeah, no, you're talking about any friend. Like, you're just saying that how much you love your friend. Like, do you not know how important friendships are?
I know.
That I've actually disposed of friendships like that sometimes, yeah. But I'm not joking. Like, the ones
that
mean a lot to me, these are friends, these are people I expect to be in my life for the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean?
No.
They are so
important
to me.
Absolutely.
As much as I talk about my son, I talk about the friends that I love. Do you know
what
I mean?
Okay, but to this guy, was that the first time you spoke about Kylie?
No.
Then what the fuck?
Okay.
I'm a guy. Listen, I'm trying to do back, give and take. I'm trying to, you know, and next thing I know, you're bringing up this guy every second, like, randomly.
Every second.
Randomly. Bro, I'm like, what, is that your man?
Oh my God.
I'll be asking, is that your man? Is this guy? And then, oh, I check his Twitter, he's got 40,000 followers. I'm like, what?
Ah, okay,
and then I'm like, okay.
No.
Oh, you got his gym as well?
I've dated Maya's friend before, and he, I'm not gonna say who it was, but this guy spoke so much, and I didn't care. Because I knew what their friends were saying.
But that's the thing. But you know, as Jude said, it's a man thing. It's purely a man thing. We are competitive by nature, yeah? You want to be the most dominant person in the room. You want to be the most dominant person in the conversation. You want to be the most present person.
Men.
Yeah, it's men. So if yes, that's it. Listen, if I'm chatting to a girl and I'm hearing this nigga's name over and over and over again, I'm gonna get mad.
My body will start shaking.
Oh, absolutely not.
Wait, you know what? In terms of that, the because standards and the hypocrisy.
It depends, man. Because like we're saying, like women will beef random women, just like
oh yeah, but
like you be walking in with your girl, and then a girl might just look your way, and then your girl will give her that eye, like yo, I'm ready to fuck you up.
See, I don't think that's irrational. I think that's stupid.
That is irrational.
Okay, same thing. Okay. Either way, okay, cool. I feel like when it comes to the unexplainable stuff or the stuff that's difficult to explain, we have a lot of that. You just have to be a man to understand it.
You just have to be a man and you get it.
Whereas. I don't know, women just do stupid stuff like after their friends because their birthday dinners and shit.
Yeah,
like,
see it.
So, you see that?
Yeah, man. You guys have your own smoke and your own ways, you know.
Yeah, man.
But again, yeah, don't bring up like
it's just
word of advice. Don't bring up another kind of day. Bad times. You love him.
Nah, why?
Bad times with your new nigga. Like let it be gradual. Let it be natural. So let the guy meet Kayode as well, so they can have a relationship and be like, oh yeah, that's cool, innit? Not be like, yo, man, oh my God, the guy, he makes a joke and then he'll be like, ha ha ha, Kayode said that the other day.
Can you imagine? Kayode bought me a Rolex for my birthday. This guy couldn't even take it to dinner. How would you feel?
But it is. I'm sorry. Like, you just need to be on your job and
I remember one time I was talking to some girl, like, a couple years ago. And she was like, and this time I wasn't really making peace like that. I had like a little fiesta or whatever. She was saying how Lil Kesh was in her DMs. I'm like, nigga, what? I'm pretending like it ain't shit in it. But I'm like, dog, this nigga is making.
Listen, Jude.
Lil Kesh, you know.
But the good thing was she was telling me the wash view. Like, them Nigerian niggas, man, they say, I love you after 5 seconds.
But still, it's just the status, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember these times I had my old car broke down in it and I couldn't even afford to repair it, yeah. And Sars, you know Sars on the beat, whatever. He was DMing my ex and they were having conversations. And I was just looking like, this nigga got verified. This is verified. I can't compete with this. I was taking a bus everywhere. Like my man was telling her to come to Nigeria.
I'm
coming too.
They be saying, and the thing is, yeah, you guys will be saying, oh, you reassure your man. And no,
it's not about you.
It's about us.
That's it. That's what people don't understand. A lot of things are just about men and manhood. You can do everything in the world.
Men, like the way we rate each other and check each other is crazy. Like, it's so toxic. It's just what it is. Mm. It is just what it is. But I don't mind it because it keeps order. Mm. It keeps order. I hate how everyone wants to dismantle everything. There is order.
There has to be order to life.
There has to be order in life.
Ranks, isn't it?
Understand, your status is here. You might get here one day and you will get there. But know that you're here.
Meaning,
I am here. No, it's not. I'm talking to men.
Against men, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not talking to women. I'm talking to other men. No, I'm saying like the way men view each other.
No.
I'm saying you as a guy. Like, let's say you're guy who ain't got shit right now. You just finished uni. You're broke as fuck. Whatever. Don't try compete with me or another guy who's doing his thing. Don't waste your time. Not that because I'm. Way wavy, or you're just in your stage in life, you're not ready.
There's order.
So that's what I'm saying. Lil Kesh jumping in that girl's DMs was threatening to me, and I respected that. I'm like, you know what?
Oh, yeah, I gotta
do my thing in it, but I know if I lose this girl to this guy, it's just what it is.
It's the game.
So then you lot are saying that it's something that's within you men and there's nothing that she can do. So then, let's say she does have this friend that does. Do the most for her birthday, and
she has to pattern him.
Yeah, that's down to her.
So she
because that's now it's not just her reassuring me. That's now someone else is there, and that's not a variable that she can contain in it. So if a man's doing the most, whatever, like she has to now talk to him. Otherwise, I'm gonna talk to him. Mm. And if I talk to him, it's not going to be a civil conversation. Yeah, because it will start civil, but then it'll heat up. That's how things always go. It'll always heat up. Yeah. So it's better for her to check him. And if he doesn't check him, if it doesn't work, then we not have to talk because now respect issue. So that is controllable because it now becomes a respect thing rather than you just, it's just right, the order of life. It's now respect because it's almost like it's something that he can do other things. He can calm it down. Mm. He doesn't need to go and get you X, Y, Z for your birthday. He can contain that. So
out of curiosity, on one of our previous episodes, we had a dilemma where a guy said he doesn't do Valentine's Day and didn't take his girl out, and her male best friend decided that he wanted to take her out. Would that be a problem for you? Because you know the girl. Cause personally, I feel like you should compromise and just take her out.
She's my girl.
You know that it's something that she enjoys doing.
I'm calling him straight away. What are you doing?
No, but you're the one that said this is something that she wants to do and she likes to do, and you decided you don't want to satisfy that. So her male best friend is saying, okay, let me make my female friend happy.
But did he come to me?
You've said no.
No, because because Valentine's Day has a meaning. So yeah, if you want to take her out, come to me so I can say no.
But that's so you want your girl to be upset on Valentine's Day rather than let her friend make her happy.
Yeah, why is the friend?
And you know what? Yeah,
why are you not making her happy?
I will compromise in that situation. I hate Valentine's Day.
Would you?
But I would in the long run, it's the thing that is what makes sense in it. Yeah. But if in some alternate reality where I said no, I'm not taking you out. No one's taken out either. We're all going
to
sit in
this house. And listen, contrary to popular belief, men try to avoid conflict, but egos. The only way he will say yes to you is if he doesn't rate you. That's it.
If he thinks he gets
violent, I can handle myself. That's just straight facts.
Yeah, because I wouldn't care.
If
it was the opposite.
You wouldn't care?
No, as in...
Okay.
Check your friends.
I'm trying to think. When it comes to like friends and female friends, I'm not jealous. Just in general, I'm not the jealous type.
Valentine's Day, Sam.
No, but I only get these things only bother me when I can see that someone is blatantly violating. But I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
she's buff.
Yeah, I don't care. Honestly, I don't care.
Stunning.
What are you saying to take him out? I wouldn't even get into that situation. But I'm just talking about in general.
But again, we said alternate reality that you don't want to go.
Then
this absolutely stunning babe is like, listen, I'll go with
you. He surprises you with tickets, and you're like, I'm not going. I hate musicals.
And he's taking her to the theater. And
she's posting pictures on her Insta story. Yeah. She's looking fire.
Actually, taking pictures of him and shit. Something similar has happened to me before, So imagine a guy, he told me, pick which theater show you want to see out of certain ones. I did. He bought the tickets. We had an argument. Did he not take another girl with them tickets?
Is what it is. Yeah, you can't waste his money.
They were mine, though, because you bought them for me. You took another girl.
You didn't
want to
go.
But the thing is, I had messaged him like, yo, are we still going? But he was like, oh, I've already asked somebody else. And then, because he felt guilty, he was like, no, I won't go anymore. No. The fuck, you're going to go.
Were you guys together?
We were seeing each other exclusively.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Do you know what that means?
It's tight.
That means you guys are exclusive. Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, what? Go on. Go on.
You already know.
We're exclusive, but he's not.
Of course.
Wow.
Is that what you guys are saying?
Wow.
Okay.
How?
I heard. On the way here. Okay. On the way here, someone was speaking about it. All right.
I'm just saying, like, think about it. Like,
All right.
He managed to find a girl a replacement like that.
That's what I said though. I was like, it's a theater. Like, as a friend, like, you're gonna.
And it weren't a bestie.
No, any girl.
Fine, man went on his Snapchat and
opened the black book. The private list.
Exactly. And I've got one more question because we've got to kind of start wrapping up to get to the dilemmas, So I've got a question. So if you had two friends that were seeing each other, you're friends with them equally, but obviously one is the same sex as you and one's not, who do you give your loyalty to if one does the other dirty?
Not neither. So in that situation,
I've been in that situation and I made the wrong choice.
If I respect them both equally, I've known them both for an equal amount of time. what do you do? Because I can't tell that person. You can't tell that other person.
Stay out of it, and then I'll
This is what I'll do. This is what personally I'll do. I would not tell, for example, if the guy's doing the girl dirty, I wouldn't tell the girl he's doing them dirty. No, that's bro code. Never. However, I will tell him, come on, like, that's my friend.
But if she's doing him dirty, then what?
If she's doing him dirty, same situation. I would tell her.
I swear to God.
If I know them equally, like, again, like, if they are my sister, practically, and my bro, I would tell her, you need to, like, need to basically tell him. You need to solve that situation.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You need to solve that situation because I don't want, because it will be weighing on my conscience that I know you're cheating on him and I'm not going to tell him. Like, you have to tell him. You have to sort that out. Like, I would even get to a situation where I might even be like, yo, both of you come to my house, like, if I know you equally. But I wouldn't snake you.
If it's that pressing, then it's, yo, you have to tell her this, you know?
Yeah.
I give you the warning. You got to tell her that. Because, you know, one of the worst things is knowing something you shouldn't know.
Yeah, I hate that.
Being in that situation where you've got to face that person regularly and you're seeing this person in her presence is moving all right, is good, then you've got this one in your mind, like, nah, it's not a nice feeling. So if it is that pressing, yo, you have to tell her at some point where you've got to tell her.
All right, okay, cool. So that wraps it up. We just got quick, well, we had two dilemmas, but I'm just going to just do one. So the dilemma is, I had a friend, I know this person personally, by the way, it's actually very real, very true story. I had a friend that passed away quite some years ago. Recently, her boyfriend, before she died, has been moving to me. We were friends before they met, and I'm quite interested, but I'm just worried about what people will say. It feels snaky, but we weren't close. What do you think?
Do your thing,
go through.
Listen to her words. We weren't close, number one.
But they were friends, but she thought they were friends.
So and even if they were close, the guy is dead.
The girl's dead.
Whoever, someone's dead in the equation.
She's gone, blood. Hey.
Someone's dead in the equation.
I feel like I get haunted, you know.
From who?
But with someone that she was friends with.
So,
look. End of the day, life is short, innit?
No, I want you to be happy in an ideal world. I want you to move on. But realistically, the principle of it all, think about all the girls' friends as well. The way that, like, think what she's saying is that she's worried about what
people get in relationships when you're alive.
Yeah, but people get onto
what happens? Nothing. She can continue to do her love, innit? When they talk and they stop talking, what happens?
It's actually
silence.
True.
And then it's you. Then it's you and your partner, innit? So
is she friends, close friends with the friends that will chat shit?
Okay, I do know. Okay, I'm not gonna lie.
Is she?
Okay, she's. Cause I'm trying to not make it bait because I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's very easy to clock the situation. She's not friends with them.
It doesn't matter. If they were friends, like, the way I would pattern that situation would be, okay, cool. Me and this guy will be doing the thing, or this girl, whatever. And then, if we're friends, we'll both come out and say, you know what, this is what's been happening. We hope to get your blessings.
I'll tell you what, it's like, whisper
it. Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago was that, man?
Who cares?
Babe, whoever this girl, whoever you are, go and get yours, mate.
Go get your nigga, man.
Go get your nigga.
Do you think we can just do one more quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone asked, how do you get over heartbreak or the end of a situationship? I'm not gonna lie, at rebounds, you just gotta bust a few nuts. Be talking to somebody else. That's how I. It's so easy. Once I'm talking to somebody else, that is it. Like, you are.
Eighties ballads. Start off with some 80s ballads, then hit to the 90s. After the 90s, hit the...
I'm joking.
Get drunk, go get babes.
I used to be on rebounds. I really did, but I'm over it. It doesn't...
It's not healthy, though.
Really, right. It doesn't really work. What you need to do is hit up DLT.
It does
a plantain party. Yeah, and roll a vibe. And enjoy yourself. That's what you need to do.
Literally, you just feel good. Once you feel good, no one can touch you.
Literally, go out, have fun, and whatever you do, block
delete everything. Don't keep in contact with nothing. I don't care.
For me, the healthy situation, the healthy way to do it.
I don't pre shit. I don't pre nothing. I don't want to be hurt. All
right.
I don't want to be better. No. No, I don't pre nothing. And the reason why is because some of the niggas that I used to deal with, yeah, their exes are like, I'm like a solid 8 innit, but they're I'm checking. But they are like 9s and 10s and some even 11s. I don't need to see you back with your ex looking all beautiful and cute, and I'm gonna be what? Me and my fupa are gonna be hurting in the corner. I don't need that. I don't appreciate.
Just keep yourself busy. Like, that's the best thing. Just keep yourself busy. All right,
so that wraps it up. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a great episode.
It has.
We are officially back. Boom. Like, I mean officially this time. So, boom. As I said, I'm going to try and release an episode a week.
Tune in next week.
All the socials. So we got...
Donjids.
With a one. We've got...
Mine's mind_
underscore.
Yeah, sort of a K. And you don't mind. Love Saray. Follow us all and at The Pick Battle on Twitter. That's it.
Woo woo!
Thanks, those guys.
I got a piece so bad.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.